The way Thomas Butter looked at his work and the people he worked with may be judged by the following speech of the 4th of October, 1919, where for the first time he addressed them as collaborators. He was thanking them for their congratulations for the 25th anniversary of his entrepreneurial activities. Collaborators. I decided not to commemorate the 25th anniversary of our work because I am well aware that in our republic we need more leaders in work than in celebrations. I was more touched by your modest, simple statement delivered at the appropriate place. Indeed, our information bulletin, Zdjelení, is the very best place for it. It concerns all of us exactly in the same way as the 25 years of work together. Your statement expresses so well your understanding of my endeavors and my activities, and this really pleases me. All my endeavor would have been to no avail if there were not your understanding and the boundless, tireless enthusiasm emanating from it. I am not proud of these walls and the machinery, or the fact that according to the land register books, they are my property. I am, however, proud of your capabilities, your valiant hearts, and your diligent hands that built everything we can see before us, and that forms the base for the important work still ahead of us. To the results of our common work contributed as well our immediate and wider vicinity and its understanding of our needs. We have benefited from the local primary and secondary schools, and in exchange, our neighbors found in our enterprise the school of life. Particularly the young generation is learning here to honor honest, assiduous work and to respect knowledge. We are an enterprise of workers. Not one of us is of capitalist origin. Each one of us holds the ladder of success for his poor relatives by sharing with them the acquired experiences. In this way, the experience we acquired through our work is spreading fast into the wide vicinity and is becoming a precious possession of our people. The greatest profit our vicinity is acquiring from our common work is the knowledge that a lasting success of a businessman requires to look only for a business profitable to all interested parties. Yours, Thomas Butter. Not only organizational problems, however, stood in the way to reach our objectives. There was an old enemy Butter was fighting against all his life: environmental conditions, lack of water. On the 6th of September, 1921, the following article was published in the Enterprise Weekly Information Bulletin, Zdjelení.